It's a mess, a bit new.
Mr. Chairman, this year, MOE's Committee of Supply theme is We Learn for Life Together. It reflects MOE's commitment to lifelong learning, which is salient given the rapid pace of change of technology in the world today. Well, there's also another interpretation, which is apt given the many conversations we've had in this chamber about AI, that we are nurturing our students to learn to live life the way life was supposed to be lived, and to live together as friends, as a community, as one united people. How do we want to nurture our students to live life? We want to help our students find meaning, purpose, and a motivation to pursue growth so they can thrive. We want our students to not be defined by their past, but have the courage to make the most out of every situation. We want our students to forge and build human connections with their friends. How do we want to nurture our children, our students, to live together? Well, I think there's much for us to learn from our pioneers. We are all very familiar with the Singapore story. We started out as a migrant society. Our forefathers of different races and religions had to learn to live together with each other. Was there friction? Certainly. But our pioneers overcame it, and Singapore flourished as a result. And we need to build on their spirit and values. We have heard much over this debate about how the world has changed. And against this backdrop, we need to nurture our students to be just as exceptional as our pioneers, if not more, and continue to have the same spirit and value of wanting to contribute to something bigger than ourselves. While the world builds walls, we must build bridges, starting in our classrooms, when we prioritize our unity, harmony, and stability, we create space for every student's holistic growth so that they can achieve their full potential, regardless of their starting point. Schools are one of the first places where children experience being in a community. Our schools offer shared experiences which fosters our shared identity as Singaporeans. Our schools also offer the opportunity for students from different interests, talents, and backgrounds to come together. Singaporeans come from many walks of life. Regardless of race, language, or religion, we bring with us a diverse range of talents. We must celebrate and nurture this. Under the Forward SG agenda, MOE will continue to enhance our education system and schools to help every child reach their full potential and make our system more student-centric. Minister Desmond Lee spoke about plans to refresh, improve, and broaden access to different modalities of support. This includes refresh support for primary school students with strengths in the academic domain, as well as expansion of the special education school capacity. Beyond that, students who need more academic support also receive targeted intervention in schools. Support programs are delivered in small groups using customized resources and are taught by specially trained teachers. Recent improvements include the extension of the reading remediation program to primary 5, as well as the learning support for mathematics program to primary 3 and 4. The primary 3 and 4 mother tongue support program will also be refreshed to better engage students and narrow learning gaps. Another key initiative is full subject-based banding, or full SBB. Full SBB was implemented in 2024 for secondary schools as part of MOE's effort to nurture the joy of learning and develop multiple pathways to cater to the different strengths and interests of our students so they can achieve their full potential. Under full SBB, we have done away with separate express, normal academic, and normal technical courses, and our students get to learn, grow, and work together. Students have flexibility to customize their learning of individual subjects in their secondary school journey. They do so based on their individual strengths, interests, and learning needs, instead of keeping to a single subject level for all subjects. At the lower secondary levels, students are placed in mixed-form classes to interact with classmates of different profiles and strengths. They spend about a third of their curriculum time in their mixed-form classes and learn together for subjects such as art, physical education, design, and technology. The full SBB pilot has shown encouraging outcomes. Students are forming friendships and they display more positive attitudes towards peers from different backgrounds. They also have a stronger sense of belonging to their schools. Teachers also observe students taking greater ownership of their own learning. Students demonstrate stronger motivation to overcome challenges and break through limiting mindsets to pursue subjects at more demanding levels. Well, take Samuel, for example. He started at one of the full SBB pilot schools, St. Andrew's School, entering through posting group one. He was originally disheartened because none of his friends were in the same posting group. But under full SBB, Samuel's starting point did not define him or how he would finish. He was offered the opportunity to take English, mathematics, and science at G2 level at secondary one, and he had the flexibility to continue his other subjects at G1 level. Even as he juggled a more demanding academic load alongside rugby training, Samuel remained consistent. And when he felt ready, he took on all subjects at G3, the most academically demanding subject level. With full SBB, Samuel could learn at his own pace, and he could take ownership of his learning journey. He was not defined by labels, but he carved out his own path on his own terms. With the right support system, every student can achieve their full potential. Samuel did well for his GCE O-level in 2025, and he's now pursuing his studies at Temasek Polytechnic. The first full SBB cohort will be sitting for the Singapore-Cambridge Secondary Education Certificate, or SEC, examination in 2027. As students take more diverse subject combinations, MOE has also reviewed the admissions criteria for post-secondary pathways, as announced at MOE COS in previous years. We will update our posting system from 2028 and implement a new post-secondary admissions exercise, or PSE. Well, today, GCEN and O-level graduates have to navigate multiple admissions processes. There are different application portals and timelines for various education pathways, such as the Joint Admissions Exercise, JAE, Polytechnic Foundation Program, PFP, Admissions Exercise, and the Institute of Technical Education Joint Intake Exercise, ITEJIE. Well, as a result, students need to keep track of different application processes and timelines, which may create more uncertainty regarding their posting choices. The new PSE will transform the JAE, PFP, ITE, JIE, so no more of all these many, many E's, just to provide a single admissions process for graduates to apply for admissions to junior college, Millennia Institute, polytechnics, and ITE. All pathways and courses are available for selection on a single platform. Students can see all the courses that they are eligible for, and they can select and rank their choices based on their preference. Students will no longer need to keep track of various admissions exercises. To encourage students to prioritize schools and courses based on their strengths and interests, choice order will be introduced as a posting tiebreaker for the PSE in this order: citizenship, choice order, gross aggregate score, and computerized balloting. Tiebreakers will be applied when two or more students with the same net aggregate score are vying for the last available vacancy in the course. The 2027 SEC cohort will receive the SEC results in January 2028 and apply for the post-secondary course options through this new PSE. The posting outcomes will be released by early February of the same year. So we hope that this more student-centric approach will allow all our students to reach their full potential. Beyond enabling students to reach their full potential based on their unique strengths, full SBB has also created opportunities for students to foster meaningful connections. Adam from Pandemia Secondary School took subjects across G1 to G3 levels, which gave him more opportunities to make friends from different classes. This supported his growth as a student leader as he became more comfortable and confident when interacting with others. Today, Adam is in his school's student council, EXCO. By providing students with opportunities to interact with a wider group of peers, FullSBB also helps us dissolve perceived boundaries between them and us. Farin from Fuhua Secondary School discovered the joy of meeting new people. Through these expanded connections, he has now formed a larger and more diverse network that he can draw support from. Many of us in this house have spoken about the importance of nurturing a We First society, and we can start from our schools. This is where our students learn to embrace diversity and contribute in different ways. This is where our students learn to grow, understand, and empathize with one another. This is where our children are instilled with our shared values. In this regard, grounding our students in core values and 21st century competencies is critical. Values like resilience, respect and harmony, and civic, global, and cross-cultural competencies. This forms the basis for openness, so we can know, understand, and empathize with one another. These values and competencies need to be lived, embodied, and experienced. To Mr. Sean Huang's suggestions, MOE has implemented moves to free up space for holistic development while reducing an overemphasis of academic results. We want to teach less and learn more. This provides greater room for students to conduct student-led, self-directed exploration. Well, when mid-year exams were removed, teachers from Fuchun Primary School did not use the opportunity to cover more curriculum. Instead, teachers thoughtfully designed lessons to weave in development of 21st century competencies into students' learning experiences. Under the school's signature home skills program, primary three students worked together to make a healthy fruit salad by applying financial literacy concepts to plan within a budget, health education principles to understand the nutritional value of fruits, and adaptive thinking to design a salad that meets the needs of their grandparents or family members. Such authentic learning experiences transform subject knowledge into purposeful application. Students use the time freed up from preparing for mid-year exams to deal with real-world problems in groups. This provided the opportunity to strengthen 21st century competencies of our primary three children, including adaptive thinking and practicing responsible decision-making both at school and at home. Beyond that, secondary schools and pre-university institutions have implemented student-initiated learning, or SIL, as a component of home-based learning days. Under SIL, time is set aside for students to pursue their interests and learn outside the curriculum. The intention is to encourage students to be more curious and self-directed in their learning. As part of the students' holistic development, schools develop students as active contributors and concerned citizens. Schools encourage students to speak up and provide them with age-appropriate ways to participate in decision-making. For example, some schools create official channels for students to suggest ways to better support their underprivileged peers. Others also organize forums and town halls where older students can discuss issues and ideas directly with the school management. Over 8 in 10 youths find contributing to society and helping the less fortunate to be important life goals. To support this, students are encouraged to start their own values in action projects. Instead of just participating in school plan community service, they design and carry out their own projects to benefit the community. Besides developing the planning and project management skills, such projects also help build active citizenship, empathy, and leadership skills in our students. Mr. Azhar Othman suggested for primary and secondary schools to offer a non-examinable subject on entrepreneurship to cultivate students who are innovative and creative. Well, we agree that this is an important part of holistic education, and it is important to develop an enterprising spirit and innovating mindset. Whether our students choose to become entrepreneurs or not, these qualities will help them navigate their careers and life. And this is why MOE prioritizes the development of the 21st century competencies like critical, adaptive, and inventive thinking skills. They are built through different subjects and school programs such as values in action projects. The applied learning programs also help develop these competencies, particularly those that are focused on innovation, business, and entrepreneurship. Students who want to develop specific business skill sets may also pursue subjects such as elements of business skills and principles of accounts at upper secondary levels. Beyond initiatives to build up students' 21st century competencies, co-curricular activities or CCAs offer a regular platform for students to discover their interests and develop their talents and build strong character. In support of this, the Strategic Partnership CCA or SPCCA program offers centralized, non-school-based CCAs to enable secondary school students to pursue activities beyond what their individual schools can provide. Students from different schools can come together, build friendships, and support each other through the ups and downs of sporting experiences. Well, let me share about Shankari from Zhenghua Secondary School. Through SPCCA athletics, she found herself training alongside Xavier from Fairfield Methodist and twins Jairus and Jaden from Woodland Secondary School. What started as polite interactions during training blossomed into a supportive friendship. They began meeting for lunch, did self-study together, and supported each other in their sporting and academic pursuits. Their coaches shared that their friendship has brought positive energy to every training session. When we bring students together across school boundaries, we are not just developing athletic talent. We are bringing Singaporeans together to bond over shared experiences and interests and to learn, grow, and work together. In doing so, we are nurturing relationships that will strengthen our society. We will continue to do more in this space by offering and expanding SPCCA opportunities. Last year, we added canoeing to the list, and this year we are introducing hockey. MOE and MCCY are committed to providing more avenues for our students to pursue their sporting passion. This is in line with MOE's effort to ensure that students can benefit from regular physical activity and are supported from a well-being perspective. Mr. Gerald Guillaume suggested to increase minimum physical education curriculum time in primary schools to 5 hours weekly. And Mr. Dennis Tan proposed later school start times to prioritize students' sleep health. Mr. Kenneth Tiong also suggested for school classrooms to have indoor temperature standards and mixed mode air conditioning to facilitate learning. Well, I'll first share on MOE's current efforts in these areas before addressing members' suggestions. Well, today, MOE schools adopt a holistic approach to encourage active and healthy lifestyles, as well as good sleep health. Primary 3 to 6 students have 2.5 hours of PE classes per week. This is comparable to most other systems internationally. Through PE lessons, students learn about healthy eating, how to exercise, and the importance of cultivating good sleep habits. And beyond that, primary school students have opportunities to be active in school through the Program for Active Learning for those in primary 1 and 2, and CCAs for primary 3 onwards, as well as interclass games, unstructured play during recess, and school camps. Heat mitigation measures are also adopted to tackle rising temperatures and improve thermal comfort in schools. MOE has been studying the impact of rising temperatures on learning, believe it or not, since 1989, when then MP Mr. Chandra Das first asked if MOE would air condition our classrooms and the implementation timelines. Over the years, we have been careful not to rush into air conditioning, as the technology was not as energy efficient. Instead, we've relied on passive cooling solutions, and we design our schools for maximum natural ventilation and for classroom windows to be north-south facing to minimize heat transmission. And as temperatures have continued to rise, and as technology evolved in recent years, we have added more, faster, and quieter fans to all classrooms, coated school building exteriors with Schola reflective cool paint, and we adopted uniforms with moisture-wicking or breathable materials to combat heat and humidity. We have also implemented mixed-mode cooling in school halls with a target temperature. But we are not stopping there. And that's why we commissioned the study in 2020, which Mr. Tiong cited, precisely to determine how best to apply mixed-mode cooling to bring about optimal thermal comfort conditions, including temperatures in classrooms, while balancing other considerations such as long-term heat resilience and acclimatization, energy consumption, and impact on the environment. We are thus committed to ensure that all students, regardless of which school they attend, have access to conducive learning environments. This includes exploring mixed-mode cooling for classrooms as the science becomes clearer. I thank all the members for their very well-intentioned suggestions. But like the trade-offs for mixed-mode cooling, there are also trade-offs in our other suggestions. Members, many of us in this House have spoken about students' and teachers' workloads and stress, and we want our students to sleep more. But we also want to double the number of PE hours, introduce entrepreneurship and interfaith classes, and have White Space Fridays. At MOE, we are very protective of our students and teachers and are always looking to lower their workload and stress levels. So let us instead take a leaf from Fuchun Primary's book and give our students the space to experience the joy of learning and growing and working together and not be in a rush to fill their curriculum with more and more things. MOE will continue to study different ways of providing a conducive learning environment to our students while actively managing all these trade-offs. While a common appreciation and love for arts and culture can also provide a common platform for Singaporeans to bond. Since 2018, as part of the formal art curriculum, Primary 4 students have the opportunity to visit art museums through our museum-based learning experience. Students are exposed to Singapore's artistic heritage, which helps them understand our shared cultural story. When Amanda from UT Primary visited the National Gallery, she was introduced to Liu Kang's Life by the River. She observed that people in the painting lived in wooden huts, but today we live in HB flats. And seeing how far we have come as a society, Amanda was not just looking at art, but she was connecting the dots across generations. MOE's performing art-based learning experience, developed in partnership with the National Arts Council, builds upon students' holistic education. Live music performances by local performing arts groups are curated for lower secondary schools as part of their music education. Students across different schools attend performances by local artists and appreciate local works at professional arts venues such as Esplanade and the Victoria Concert Hall. Secondary student Gufaira from Yishun Town Secondary School particularly enjoyed Rasa Sayang reimagined by the Singapore Chinese Orchestra. When students from different backgrounds share these cultural experiences together, they discover what unites us as Singaporeans. MOE schools serve as important shared spaces that provide a safe environment for students to learn respect and harmony. Students can build positive relationships with one another, regardless of race or religion. Ms. Diana Pang suggested deepening interfaith education in schools. MOE agrees that it's important to support mutual understanding among students. This is why our schools offer balanced and age-appropriate exposure to all major religions in Singapore through character and citizenship education and social study lessons. For example, primary school students are introduced to the concept of dietary requirements, whether for health or religious reasons. By engaging in classroom activities such as planning a birthday party that is socially inclusive. Students also participate in learning journeys to heritage sites and celebrations of cultural festivals to develop respect and sensitivity to racial and religious issues. In doing so, MOE seeks to cultivate a deeper appreciation and understanding of Singapore's multicultural and multi-religious society amongst our students. Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank all the members once again for their very thoughtful suggestions. Much of the discussion in this debate has been about AI. And in this AI age where algorithms shape choices and technology drives us into echo chambers that pull us apart, education is one of our most human act of connection. It teaches us empathy, critical thought, and all shared values that make us one united people. Let us work together to shape an education system that will not just make our students smarter, but also more human and more connected. A student-centric education system where we learn for life together so we can nurture every Singaporean to achieve their full potential.